It's time to Go Ask Your Father. The phones are open for your call, and Father is standing by to answer your question. Any question you have about the Catholic Church is fair game. Get a solid Orthodox explanation to your question. You can Go Ask Your Father by calling 1-888-914-9149. 1-888-914-9149.
Do you know how to grow in virtue? I have had several emails in the last few days about growing in virtue from some of the things we've discussed here at Go Ask Your Father. And I think it's important we know how to grow in virtue. I'm Monsignor Stuart Swetland, and this is your show, Go Ask Your Father, on Relevant Radio. And you can call us at 888-914-9149. That's our Catholic Order of Foresters toll-free studio line that you can call right now with your question at 888-914-9149. So how do you grow in virtue? Well, first we have to do some defining of terms. A virtue is a habitus, a habit, and it is between a power to act and our actions. It's part of our character that if it's a virtue, it makes it easy. That habit makes it easy to do the good and difficult or hard to do the opposite of good, evil. There are other kinds of habits. We call those vices. And what a habit is that is a vice is it makes it easy or easier to do the bad and harder to do the good because we habitually tend towards the evil if we have a vice. But if we have a virtue, we tend in our character towards the good. Now, the way that virtues work is almost always, with one exception, and that is the virtue, the supernatural virtue of charity, all virtues stand in the middle, between vices on either side. Most famously, the virtue of fortitude or courage. That's the habit that makes it easy for us to deal with difficult things. A man or a woman who is courageous, who has the virtue of fortitude, deals easily and readily with difficult things. Of course, a category of difficult things includes dangerous things. And the virtuous person who has courage or fortitude knows how to deal with difficult or dangerous things readily and well. To one side of the virtue of fortitude or courage, to have too little of it is to be cowardly. If one has the vice of cowardliness, one tends not to deal well with dangerous or difficult things. For example, a difficult thing for many people, including myself, is getting up in the morning. And that is a difficult thing. So we need the virtue of fortitude to get up at our heroic moment, the moment we need to get up to fulfill our obligations in accordance with our vocation that day, which includes, of course, some significant time in the morning to pray. And so we need to have the virtue of fortitude to get up on time. Now, there is a temptation in the modern world. It's called the snooze button, which I call the coward's button, because when we hit the snooze button, if we're not in need of more rest because of physical reasons, we're giving in to the tendency not to want to get up and to fulfill our plan of life, including our significant prayer time in the morning. So the courageous person, the person with fortitude, knows how to deal with difficult and dangerous things well. If they have too little, if a person has too little courage, they are cowardly. But if they have too much courage, then they are rash. There is such a thing as being a rash person, a person that rushes in. Fools rush in where angels fear to tread, the poet tells us. There is an appropriate time to recognize that that thing is right now too difficult or too dangerous for our circumstances, and we need either to get reinforcements, to get help, or to deal with it in a different way. So virtues stand in the middle between vices on either side. So when I get emails asking, how do I grow in virtue? There is both a natural and a supernatural way to grow in virtue. The natural way, and you can see this in ancient Greek philosophy, Aristotle, for example, would say to imitate a virtuous man. So a child growing up who wants to grow in virtue imitates a virtuous person. And in doing so, they learn to inculcate that virtue habitually. You can also, if you're struggling to inculcate a particular virtue, then you overshoot towards the opposite vice that's closest. In other words, let's say temperance. Temperance means that we handle pleasant things well. And there is the person who never takes pleasure in anything, and that's not what God wants for us. That's not particularly virtuous. But if we're struggling to be temperate, we may have to go to that other extreme until we hit the middle. And so if we're going to err, we err on the side that's closest to the middle, closest to the virtue. But there's one thing, and I had an emailer, and I'll give the emailer a lot of credit for seeing it quite clearly. When I talk about virtue sometimes, I don't talk about the supernatural way to inculcate a virtue. And that is, God can infuse in us the virtues. God can infuse in us the virtues. We can build them up in natural ways, but God's grace can also infuse them in us. And of course, we know in particular, in addition to the virtues, there are the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Now, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, in a way, transcend the virtues, because the virtues come out of us. But the gifts of the Holy Spirit prepares us to receive the promptings and the grace and the workings of the Holy Spirit to move us where God would want us to be. So while there's the virtue of fortitude, there's also the gift of the Holy Spirit of fortitude, which when I'm teaching this in my class, I make the parallel, like Cajetan did, between a ship that's under sail or a ship that's using motors or oars. The virtues are like motors or oars, but the gifts of the Holy Spirit are like sails. And when the wind blows of the Holy Spirit, the ship moves effortlessly and beautifully through the waves because of the sails. So God can give us help to be virtuous in a supernatural way. And we ought to pray for those supernatural gifts infused, even the natural virtues of temperance and fortitude and justice and prudence, and all the aligned virtues with them. But there's three virtues that only can come by the supernatural gift of God, and that's the theological virtues of faith, hope, and love, or charity. And again, they stand in the middle except for love. Love, you can never love too much. As St. Bernard said, the measure of love is to love without measure.